I'm Charlie Narduzzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I've always shied away from growing sweet corn in my garden. It takes up space, and then there's the raccoons. I just wasn't into the electric fence, netting, or duct taping of ears that I've heard other gardeners have to use to protect their sweet corn from the coons. But I've started growing popcorn instead. The raccoons don't seem to care for it, and it's a lot easier to grow than you'd think. Popcorn is an ancient and nutritious grain. The oldest known popcorn dates back 5,600 years and was found in caves in New Mexico. Some of it actually still popped when cooked. The traditional way to eat popcorn is by cooking it on the cob over an open fire. The popped kernels are nibbled off the ear. Native Americans even made popcorn beer and popcorn soup. Today, we're the largest growers and consumers of popcorn in the world, eating about 70 quarts each in 1 year. Popcorn needs full sun, water, fertile soil, and enough plants for proper pollination. Try varieties such as Robust, White Cloud, and Strawberry. The kernels may be different colors, but they all pop to white or pale yellow. However, some will pop into different shapes, such as butterflies or mushrooms, depending on the variety. Harvest once the husks turn brown and the kernels are hard and brightly colored. Hang the husked ears in a warm, well-ventilated location to dry. Check periodically to see if they're ready by doing test pops. The key is getting the kernel moisture to about 14%. When exposed to hot temperatures, the moisture turns to steam and the kernel pops. If it's too dry or wet, it won't pop properly. Once at the poppable stage, store popcorn kernels in glass jars in a cool, dark location. And now for this week's tip. Once gladiolus leaves yellow, dig up the corms, cut off the foliage, and dry them. Remove the older bottom corm and store the younger top corm in mesh bags in a cool, dark basement. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about fall-colored edible plants. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.